I really had a lot of moments that I wanted to give up because it was just not working for me. But I thought to myself, hey, you know, you already defeated cancer, right? What's pastry for you, right? Initially, the doctor told me at face value that I only had 30% chance of survival. The prognosis was very, very poor. But behind closed doors, they actually told my parents that I only had 5% chance of survival. So I was immediately rushed for chemotherapy. I constantly felt that, you know, it was pointless of me to actually fight. But with the support of my loved ones, and the constant encouragement of my close friends, especially my father, I continued to recover. But of course, the bills were mounting, right? I had to sustain my life. I felt that when I touched the dough and I kneaded the dough and when I play with it, I felt that, you know, it gave me that sense of calmness, and it gives me this sense of fulfillment that I am able to create something out of nothing. I still recall the nights where my wife was heavily pregnant and I was there beside her on beside the bed on a small makeshift table. I was trying to laminate the dough at 1-2 a.m, you know, just trying to get the result that I wanted. All in all, it took me about 9 months to develop my first croissant that I eventually cut open. It was flaky. I still remember the moment. It was flaky, it was golden. And when I cut it open, there was a honeycomb. I remember sinking my knees crying at that achievement. It was so... I think my family members couldn't understand what I was going through much, but when I finally landed on that one, it gave me so much hope that, you know, hey, finally, you know, your hard work has finally paid off. To me, taste is everything, but what I strive to do also is I would want the Viennois Zeries to look very neat. I'm very particular about the lines, the layers. That has a lot to do and with understanding the products and the ingredients that you use. This current moment, I think Captain Roti is at a stage where it is trying to diversify with regards to exploring baking classes for people out there, right, who don't have a culinary background, right, like myself. Health is a crown that only the sick can see it. And when I was really sick back then, I was very envious of people who had good health. To be given a second chance of life is something that I can never dream of, right? So then with that in mind, it gives me always the motivation to succeed, to even test myself, to challenge myself, even pastry making is always a challenge every single day, right? We have different ingredients, different flours. You always something new to discover about yourself.